Blog Talk Radio.
Bangladesh.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Team Mallory's
yeah.
Too, baby.
Yeah, Bangladesh.
This shit ain't nowhere
yeah.
In the far away, bitch.
Yeah.
Come on, let's get this shit. Nigga,
I ain't came to play with him. Might let a stray hit him. Play the system and play victim right after the AK hit him. All of this is senseless. Pretty pink, he playing princess. Baby blue, navy blue. Say it ain't so, maybe true. Couple of dimes, I slay the crew. Oh, that's your girl, you better say your boo. Heart of a lion, the eye of a tiger, nigga, saber tooth. Look, I'm way too real to the core. I'm so Chase affiliated. Sleepers just give me the word and the Cadillac will get humiliated. Violation of the code. I know they're supposed to be fun the game, but I think I done broke the mold. Look, I couldn't have said it simpler. And Saints ain't nothing similar. Fuck Wilson, turn the field, and they're coming from Columbus, Georgia, infamous.
Oh, nigga, it's breezy, but I'm chilling, cool and quiet for a minute. But motherfuckers feel me. I'm calling out, oh, you fuck niggas, how would you your feeling? Won't let me just become. I show up, seek your dreams, have you living like a fucking bum. Wonder you ain't really want this. Come on, come coming for your throat, fuck a bitch, and I'm going with this. And buddy, what's the alternative? I set your heart, I just test when I fast. This nigga do poetry, purple like E-Quiz, I can do this shit all day. Can I reward for your feelings? It's the police who out here killing. But you worry about who I'm drilling. Bitch, am I your fucking business? Now I'm acting ignorant, snatching up all of your bitches. Hey, I even got it in this. But your missus missing this feeling. Big boy, who you kidding? Why I hate you even did this. Sorry, you gon' have to bend this. Cause your main is not my mission. Hey, man.
Smallest of niggas, fuck with the tallest of niggas. And Ray with the rawest of niggas. Tell how to get it. I never call you niggas, but half of you niggas ain't with it. They lack a persistence. Jump out of boys and I get it. Pull up with a boy with a tennis. Matter like that, but there ain't any in it. Look at my tray and plenty of memories. Grabbing that 40 and clutching the Simmons. On the low like these boys be scheming. Can't be liable, fucking with heathens. Got all my young niggas crossing their fingers. Making this money, gon' bring it to demons. Said he dies in the cage for reasons. These niggas dreaming, man down, hey. Ain't no one changing. I've been with that person, they bleed. With shots to be ringing the evening, hey. To moving the belts in the beam, I count hundreds and throw all the singles. Hey. My nigga hungry, I feed him. We all just want piece of the cake. Hey, whether I'm trapping or rapping, I'm making sure all of them straight. Hey.
These niggas don't want no drama. Matter of fact, that's safe for your baby mama. Give my number, farmer. Might just keep me in the Honda. Humble. Good low cash flow, no flow. But my money in the bank, we come. Only thing on my mind is so pro. Spend a little, but the game ain't like money. Still whip in the coolest whip. Got the deal all white and sun, see the pink look. On the town, I'm gonna let them shine. When I grind on the road, doing show when I ain't here. Rude Randolph with the set. Red died on the snows like Santa Claus reindeer. Never been no push over. Retaliate is a must every time they lay here. In the same year, they glad. Doing something with the girl, romantic. Still playing with the band, they real loyal. Then the one on the movie Titanic. Most solid than an 8-ball. You can't touch me, always last one standing. Y'all gon' make me hate y'all. By the way, y'all like here, bitch.
Some call me Nicky, others call me Nicky. Whichever one you prefer, cool. I ain't really that picky. You out here doing bad, boy. I ain't really that bitty. Niggas come at your neck and they suck hard. I ain't really that hinky, bitch. I'm too dark and I'm too hard. I'm my own clique, I don't do squads. No cool bras, these dudes are just too fraud. I can't fool with y'all. As much as I love pussy, nigga, I don't fuck with no pussy, nigga. Real funny to me on this song. See, might fuck around that bush, nigga. No killer, but don't push me, nigga. I'm chillin', but I'm pretty cool. Gotta be in the mind when it be like a minor. Too busy to mind what he do, what she do. It's triple double and we just doing our 3-2. We doing good, I need proof, but not the co-signs of your people. All my candy folk, no niggas for sure got killer flow. I hit the road convincing those outside of the city. So keep rapping for your homies, bro, that's fine by me. And contract with my demands, the only rider I need. Now
look, this is like murder for hire. You have awakened the beast. I sleep on a lot of these rappers. I'm starving, it's time to feed. Now pray for the deal and the party. Look at this mess that you started. I do this in my sleep, so opponents, they get disregarded. I'm a legend and you know it, so I don't brag a lot. And I ain't the average rapper to talk about shit I don't got. Let's pick a topic that don't consist of money, hoes, cars and clothes, and we'll see who really got close. I'm sick and tired, all you rappers say the same shit. Farm whips, bandits, turn up this, man, y'all ain't shit. Burger King salary, talking overseas trips. Still living with your parents, disappearing, y'all a trip. I swear y'all funny like them videos from Dove Smash. But I know chicks that charge a dub and let the click smash. Y'all just look good for the social sites. Knowing damn well that's just the image, that ain't real life.
Ooh, shit! That shit was funky in a goddamn fat bitch cornbread mix, nigga. Go ahead and rewind that.
that back and play it again, baby. Team Adam is two. Y'all here?
Damn.
Get ready for team three. Smokey Bell. Swisher. BG.
Damn.
The Duchess.
Damn.
Crazy.
Damn.
Hey.
Damn. Damn.
Team Adam, wish this, baby.
Damn.
Team Adam. Team Aloysius, baby.
All right. We're here for another episode of Grown Folks Business Season 2, the finale. How you doing today, Peru?
Oh, man, you know, shit. I'm in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit. The finale show. I can kick my feet up after this is over with.
I know that's real. I just want to take a minute to thank everybody that's been listening and been rocking with us for 2 seasons strong. We are finishing our last episode of season 2 this afternoon, and I just want to say a big shout out and salute to everybody that's supporting us, everybody that's listening, everybody that's sharing. We really appreciate you. Grind Hard Radio, everybody, we just really appreciate you guys giving us a place to come and get into some topics. So we got some different things planned for season 3, and I'll let you guys know about those as we go along. But yeah, I'm super excited that we're about to end this season and get ready to kick off season 3 with a bang. So we do have Kate Nicole coming through here. She's going to give us a poem around 5:45 or so. She's going to be here with us and give us another piece. So, to start off, let's get into some topics. So, do you have anything you want to get into, Peru?
Oh, man, you know, I got like a couple of different little topics, man. But, you know, we're going to let you kick the topic off this week. It's the season finale, and it's only right, ladies first.
Every week.
I mean, you know,
don't
it's just me and you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Don't even try.
I just, my topic is, man, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to call it angrier. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you get mad at somebody about something that they did, and then they get mad at you for being mad at them, and like try to like make it as if, you know what I'm saying, it's like that's more important than what they did, the fact that they mad at you for being mad at them. What you think about that?
Well, I think it happens a lot. Like, okay, I don't know how it ends up being that way, but it always happens a lot. Like, okay, say you have an argument or whatever with your friend, mate, or whatever has you, and you're trying to explain to them, you know, the reason why you feel like you feel if they did you wrong or if they did something to you, you're trying to explain to them what they did and how they did something wrong to you, and all at the same time, they want to bring up something happened 30 years ago. Or something you did, you know, to throw off, I guess, what they did. So, I mean, I know a lot of people do it all the time. I do it myself sometimes without, you know, knowledge. Sometimes I do have knowledge, but I do it myself sometimes too. I don't know. I think it's a thing that people just do. I don't know. I think it's something that they just do to aggravate people. What do you think?
I mean, I find it like, you know what I'm saying, like a trait that mostly females do, something that, you know, mostly women do. And it's like, you know, it's sometimes it's not even about just like even them bringing something up from the past. It's like they'll just start like get mad and like start cussing and hollering just because you upset about something they did. It's like, I think it's they try to nullify the issue that you have, man, you know what I'm saying? Or even the way that you say it, it's like, you know, people will bring up something that they allegedly wasn't even tripping off of, you know what I'm saying, or say, you know, I can say such and such and such and such, but I don't though, you know what I'm saying, because I don't be tripping.
Right.
And it's like they are attempting to show you that something they don't care about, they didn't say nothing about, but they could have said something about in order to balance out your valid issue, you know what I'm saying? Because whatever you bring into the table, or whatever it is that you're attempting to discuss, is most obviously like a valid issue, you know what I'm saying? So I just be curious about what people think about it, man, because to me it's like kind of, you know, a tantrum type of tactic, you know, instead of bringing up something or saying something. It's like somebody tell you did something wrong, and you look at them for a minute and then just start screaming and stomping your feet like a child would do.
You're right. Yeah, you're right about that. See, this is the thing I wanted to, I did want to kind of talk about this. I don't know if you ever got a chance to watch it or not, but there was a big story this week on Facebook. There was a guy, I don't know what kind of trouble he was in, but apparently he was in some kind of trouble to the point where people were looking for him. And, he was, I guess, going to different places, little places that he know that he could go and be safe and hide out or whatever. So he gets on Facebook, and he gets on Facebook Live. Now, he is live with his camera, and he's talking to the camera about he appreciates how they open up the store back, you know, where he can have a place to go and kind of hide out, I guess, and kind of blend in or whatever from the people he was running from. And he was rolling live on Facebook, and right at the time when he was saying that, a person was pulled up on him, I guess, and just started shooting, and you saw his phone drop, and I guess he was running, but at the rate this guy walked up on him and started shooting, there was no way he was going to be able to get away from those bullets, and he was killed right there. Live on, you know, Facebook. So my thing is, I've noticed, like, even using my Facebook, I always turn off my location and all that stuff when I'm using my phone or whatever I'm doing on there. Because on that messenger, it will tell a person exactly where you are. Exactly where you are. How far away you are from them. All you have to do is press a button, and it'll tell you exactly where the person is. And if a person doesn't have knowledge that Facebook does this, then they open to whatever. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I feel like if he would have never went live, he might still be living today. You see what I'm saying? On Facebook. So my question is, do you think Facebook sometimes takes things too far as far as your information and your security? I mean, do you really feel like it's a safe and secure place to communicate with people?
I mean, at the end of the day, that wasn't even really about Facebook, that issue right there. I mean, first and foremost, you know what
I'm saying? Well, I know that
was. You go into your settings and turn off your location anyway. And whenever you log into an app, you know what I'm saying, that has locations, you can stop having your location. But, I mean, it's like that issue was just about a dude being stupid. You dig what I'm saying? I mean, even if nobody wouldn't have found him, why you only are telling people? You told people where you was at. They didn't need Facebook location.
Right.
You on Facebook talking about where you at. You know what I'm saying? Letting people know that somebody opened the store up for you to be able to come and hang out in the eyes. So, you know what I'm saying? That's not really a thing. I mean, it's like, I think any information that you put on the internet is, you know what I'm saying, is available for whoever knows how to reach out and touch it. You know what I mean? So it's like, nobody goes too far, you go too far. You know, it's like, what do you put on there? How do you do it? You know what I mean? Just not to stray too far from that subject, but that's the same thing that I say. It's like women have this habit of dressing their young daughters up like them, and now even their young sons, but that's a whole other thing, and putting on there, this is my twin. This is my twin. Hey, me and my twin on the pictures. And then all of a sudden, they don't notice, like, the sudden rise in inbox conversation. You know what I mean? It's like this picture gets more likes than any other picture that you posted. And you're thinking because people think it's cute, but you have people with predatory mentalities who look at that. It's like, man, shit, I get close to her, I can get close to that child. You know what I'm saying? She's 13, 14, 15 years old or something. You know what I'm saying? I can get close to her. And it's like, I think that it's foolish of women to do that. So it's like, it comes down to, like I said, the information. You know, you put that stuff out there, you expose that stuff. You know what I mean? So it's not about Facebook or Twitter or even low budget places like, you know what I'm saying, Moco Space or whatever them other little joints they got, the little places, MySpace, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You put on there what you want people to be able to have access to. Nothing more, nothing less. The image
right.
that you project is what you want to be seen. You know what I mean? It's like, that's what it is. I mean, y'all been seeing some stuff lately, man. People been posting, and it's like, it kind of do make sense. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm not, when it comes to the women in my life or whatever, I'm not like a jealous type. I'm more of a, how would I put it? I'm more of an open type of person. I don't really trip off a lot of stuff. But some of the things that people say is like, when a woman is posting like a certain type of provocative pictures on there, you know what I'm saying? Like, and she's supposedly in a relationship. People say, oh man, well, you know, the pictures is really nothing. But, you know, we live in a society in which, you know what I'm saying, everything is for the visual and mental and emotional stimulation. And so it's like, if you are titillating other individuals, man, intentionally, then it's like you are seeking to, rather consciously or unconsciously, to attract attention. So when your dude or your significant other, you know what I'm saying, because men do the same thing, you got a little six pack or whatever, you're always on Facebook with your shirt off, or, you know what I'm saying, posting these pictures. If this is not your job or something, you dig what I'm saying? It's like people say your man don't love you if he lets you post these kind of pictures and don't say shit about it. You know, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that, I don't know how I should put it, like, if it's not a profession or something you're seeking or something like that, I would suggest putting those type of pictures up anyway if you're in a relationship. I just know that, like, it's hard to compete. If this is something that you're looking for, it's hard to compete and to get people to notice you if you don't kind of get edgy, you know, with the photograph, if that's what you're aiming toward. You know what I mean? It's not like you're going to get a job with a modeling agency in a sanctified skirt. You know, it's just not going to happen. I don't care how pretty your face is. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So I think
go ahead, excuse me, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, I mean it doesn't seem like it's logical, but it is. It really, really is. I mean, unless you in California somewhere where somebody's going to look at you and be like, oh, she got a face for this, that, and other, and just give you an opportunity. But in a place like Alabama, you ain't going to get that. You're not going to get you're not going to get that type of recognition at all. I don't care how pretty you are.
I understand it, but it's, I don't know. But I'm saying it's like the internet is like not a true meter of what is pretty or not pretty or what's attractive or not attractive anyway. And those type of pictures, the likes or comments that you get, they don't really, you know what I'm saying? They don't really tell the truth about what people think, because in reality, it's like, I see chicks, man, that are overweight, that are, you know what I'm saying, not very attractive in the face, and they put pictures and dressed, you know what I'm saying, in almost nothing, and they get like, you know, they have 1,000 likes on a picture, man, you know what I mean? It's like, people will do that, and you see these Facebook names with other languages, you know what I'm saying, in Arabic and Hindu and all these things from different countries, because they do it, and they do it in they post it publicly. They don't post it for their friends. A lot of people post stuff and it's public, and so the whole world sees these pictures, man, and a lot of this stuff you can't take back. You can't undo it, because anything you post on the internet, somebody can copy it and take it. You know what I'm saying? People screenshot your stuff. People do whatever. So any picture you put on the internet, man, somebody can steal it. If you post a lot and you post enough, somebody can steal enough to steal your life, pretend to be you somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's crazy.
They do it all the time. It's weird. It's crazy, but I don't know. I guess to answer your question, I don't know. I just said to each his own. Each his own. I mean, you know, to me, it's so, everything on the internet is hard to believe because you don't really know what's the truth and what's not the truth. You don't really know if it's the person or not the person. You don't really know what's going on, and you can treat it as such. I think people take the internet too seriously sometimes. You know, it's supposed to be a place to go and have fun, but it's really the turned to a place to go and get anything you want and be anybody you want to be, do whatever you want to do, and nothing get failed. You don't get judged upon it, you know, for doing it as if you would if you were in a public place or a public setting or out in the street. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know. I think sometimes we just take it too far with the internet. I do. Because I notice, like, sometimes I could be in a room full of people, and we can all be sitting at the same area, in the same place, at the same time, at a table together. And everybody on their talk. None of us are talking to each other. None of us are really communicating. Everybody on their talk. And it's weird now. You know, it's hard to get a person's attention now because it's solely focused on their cell phone. And that's just the honest to God truth. It's awful. It's awful, but that's the point that we've gotten to with, I guess, technology and everything else. It's weird, but it's true. It's true.
Yeah,
okay,
guys,
we're going to get into a little hero right now. We're going to play Beat It Up. I just want to hear Beat It Up. We're going to play that. And we're going to call. I also have a new one from G21 that we're going to get into. And we'll be back for more Grown Folks Business Season 2, the finale, in just a minute. So you guys don't go nowhere.
Got my eyes on the thighs, left a print. I'm feeling some type of way. She really making my day. Had a dream about your boy and got pinched. Wake up. She not a dog, but she looking for a bounce. Shake it to the beat, blowing like a mellophone. Flip the switch, I'ma turn you on. So come and nibble on my sugar daddy alone. Yeah, my pillow still got your face print. Cause I was going deeper than the basement. She wanna pop me, I got that Molly Wood. She say a real husband in Hollywood. When I engage, you thinking proposal. Straight action, no talk, disposal. She ride hard like a soldier. At it all night, keep her up like soldiers. Ayy, she moves swift like Taylor. I got a truck, I'ma hitch that trailer. I put my hand on her hip, feel them. I planted flags, took land, pilgrim.
She put a half in the rubber band. We can make toast, I'm the butter man.
Spread that.
Never met a girl that can do what you do.
Yeah.
Jump in your trunk from the motherland. I'ma beat it up.
Yeah.
I beat it up.
Yeah.
I'ma beat it up.
Oh.
I'ma beat it up.
Oh.
I'ma beat it up.
Beat it.
You hear me?
Beat it.
Beat it up.
Beat it up. She goody fresh, straight out of the ziplock. We did it on the track, call it love and hip hop. I bent over like a quarter past four. Booty buff like a pick afro. Keep your eyes open, she could be poison. I'm on my way to heaven, she was drop dead gorgeous. I'm too far at the point of no return. Straight sticking, still sweating out of perm. I'm cool whipping, she asking for my toppings. Play the right string, keep my guitar rocking. Hey, I love it when I bring hang low. This D got a high, she in airplane mode. Drop it to the floor, make that ass turn over. Slice of that pie, call it apple turnover. Look here, I'm the Macamile runner. I leave you stunned like the crocodile hunter. Yeah.
She put a half in the rubber band. We can make toast, I'm the butter man.
Spread that.
Never met a girl that can do what you do.
Yeah.
Jump in your trunk from the motherland. I'ma beat it up.
Yeah.
I beat it up.
Yeah.
I'ma beat it up.
Oh.
I'ma beat it up.
Oh.
I'ma beat it up.
Beat it.
You hear me?
Beat it.
I'ma beat it up.
Beat it.
Beat it up.
Baby,
let's go.
cooking, aroma. Baby girl still sleeping, coma. It's much longer, she had to make adjustments. I'ma put it in her mouth like a breath mint. Break her down like a decomposed body. Keep a smile, she's a new style hottie. Read about her, Associated Press. We sat down and negotiated sex. Ayy, see her legs spread like a virus. Twerk hard, good girl, Miley Cyrus. She getting wild like a juvenile. I'ma beat it MJ, smooth criminal. Look in, see what's under my covers. I'ma save that girl like a Mario brother. Scars on her knees, she fell for me twice. It's a knockout team, this is all for tonight. Yeah,
girl. She put a half in the rubber band. We can make toast, I'm the butter man.
Spread that.
Never met a girl that can do what you do.
Yeah.
Move the junk in the trunk from the motherland. I'ma beat it up.
Yeah.
I beat it up. I'ma beat it up. I'ma beat it up. I'ma beat it up. You hear me? I'ma beat it up. I'ma beat it up. Baby, let's go. Go.
Spread that.
Spread that.
Kings to the Fed, surprised you alive and you only had when it's one shot to your head. Killer mad dog or your dog dog ready. Write the nigga eulogy, fool, you should be ready. He put his hands on my BM. That red dot when I see him. He telling lies, he ain't built gunshot between the eyes. Boy, by all eyes, man. He put his hands on my BM. That red dot when I see him. He telling lies, he ain't built gunshot between the eyes. Boy, by all eyes, man.
All right. That was G21 with those new submissions, Love Atlanta and Be Ready, and also Hero with Beat It Up. So thank you guys. And,
yep.
I wanted to say, now this is something that I saw just the other day that went into effect in 22 different states, that people that are receiving food benefits, food stamps or what have you, that are eligible to work but do not have a job, is only approved for 3 months to receive benefits out of a 3-year period. So I just want to know, what are your thoughts on that, Avery? What do you think?
I mean, it's an unfortunate situation, like, in a real way, because it's like you have so many people who rely on, not depend on, but rely on, you know what I'm saying? And they allow themselves, man, to be comfortable with that. You know what I mean? It's like, I remember a long time ago, man, you know what I'm saying? Me and you had a conversation. You know, you was on your way somewhere. Brother stopped, asked you if he can get a cigarette. You know what I'm saying? You offered him a cigarette. And, you know, you asked him, well, you on your way to, you know, you going on your way to work? And he was like, work? I don't want no motherfucking job. And it's like, that's the mindset that people have nowadays. You got some people that are like that. Now, I think it's really unfortunate, man, that the unneedy have made it harder for the needy. You know what I mean? So
right.
It's like, I don't even know how true it actually is, man. You know, you see a lot of stuff, man, and it's like, you know, welfare is kind of like, it's kind of, you know, almost a federal thing. So usually when a law passes, it's sweeping, you know, across the entire country. It's not a thing that usually ends up being specific to a state. So a lot of stuff that I read on the internet about different things, man, I kind of don't pay attention to it about stuff like that unless I research it myself. So I really haven't researched it, but I wouldn't put it past them because, as I said, man, you got people who don't need stamps to just go get them and sell them or swap them out or, you know what I mean, like do frivolous, crazy stuff.
But this,
man, you know what I'm saying?
This actually wasn't online. This was like actually in the news. Like, it was one of the things that was a law that was already a law, but really not being enforced, but it's now being enforced in 22 different states. So it is an actual thing, and when you get a chance, I know you will, to research it. But it's crazy, and I think it's going to get crazier as we go on into 2016. And I just pray everybody have a which I know it won't, but I pray everybody have a mindset to accept the things that you cannot change and go on in life. But I know, I just have a feeling that soon that there will be a lot of chaos. And that's something that we don't want to have to deal with in this country, is if we don't have enough going on already. So I know, just something that I saw. And another thing was that now, say I'm a mother and I'm expecting a baby. When I go to the hospital to have my baby and I have my child, you now have to put a father's name on that birth certificate. And I think the reason so is because of, you know, the benefits and different situations and stuff that's going on. They want somebody to be accountable for the money that the government spends. But at the same time, we the ones paying for it. You know what I'm saying? If we not complaining about it like that, I think we should just let it go. You know what I'm saying? If it got to a point that nobody has a problem with us supporting a war that's been going on for 15 years or so, nobody has a problem with every dollar that's going to that. So why would you have a problem with feeding our country if they're hungry or if they get greedy, whatever the case may be, because we don't know what the money that we could be going to far as that war stuff and all that other stuff is concerned. We don't know if it's being properly handled or what's going on. All we know is it's coming out of check. That's it.
I mean, I agree. I think it's more about just closing up a loophole, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got some people that just don't put a name down, man. Not because they don't know, they just don't put a name down, even because they want to get the benefits, and they don't want to have nobody be responsible for it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's ugly.
Yeah.
You know, or they still hold out some hopes that them and the dude might get back together, or some nonsense or foolishness, and he'll come forward and do what he do. You know, I just think that all of it is like it's really. I mean, both issues are valid. I mean, both things that you just said, they are valid, man. I mean, we don't really get to see unless you go online and look into how the dollars are being spent, because they have a lot of that stuff online that you can go look it up and find out. But I think it's like really crazy, man, that. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't get to know where their money is going to. You
right.
know, it's unfortunate.
It is.
But I mean, knowing that, it's like, you can kind of be upset a little bit, man. I mean, you know, got some people, man, it's like, that's just some extra stuff for them, man. It's not something they really need. You know, I mean, I don't know, man. I just think that, like, birth certificate, a child should have. I mean, what about the child, man? You know what I'm saying? Nobody want to have a birth, like, have one name on a birth certificate. Like, who is my daddy? What if something happened to you? You know what I mean? What if something happens to you and then the child don't know who their daddy is because you didn't put no name on the birth certificate? Now they got to hunt around and they got to wait 18 years, 16 years and hunt around for somebody. You know, I mean, it's a lot of more stuff that goes into it than that. I mean, you look at like medical issues, stuff like that. I mean, I think it's a lot of stuff that we're not really looking at as far as that, man. You know, the stuff with the war and all of that, I mean, it's like, you know, the war on drugs, they done put billions of dollars into, and it ain't did nothing, you know. So it's always something going on, somebody pushing some type of issue, pressing some type of something to try to accomplish something on that level. But it's like, this is something, I guess, they figure they can close a loophole. So, I mean, it's, to me, I could really care less, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not a, I've never been a welfare type of person, man, because I understand what it is. A lot of people don't realize once you sign up, basically, man, you know, you signed your child over to them without being conscious of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if they don't approve of how you raising your child or what you doing, they can just come in without you, no court order, no nothing, and just take your child.
Right. Absolutely.
So, you know, it's dangerous.
It
anyway.
Does. It is. I don't know. It's just crazy in America right now. I just don't really know what's going on. Don't know what the next day is going to be. But you definitely know it's going to be something. And I'm just here praying every day that Donald Trump do not make president, like, every day. Because that, I just feel like it's going to be a mess. If anything like that happens, it's just be a mess. And I just hope and pray that, you know, it don't go on like that, because I might have to go to Africa. You know, I don't know what it's going to be.
I'm not going nowhere, man. I don't care. It's like, man, to me, it ain't really, you know. Yeah, man, they all pretty much the same to me, man. You know, I mean, they all get in there. It's like people act like, man, Donald Trump is going to be able to get in there and do some fantastic things, man, with some sweeping executive orders, man. Executive orders are limited. You know, there's some stuff you can do, but there's other stuff you can't do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not like, you know, and you can do a whole bunch of stuff with executive orders. Donald Trump needs the Senate and the Congress, man, to, you know, cooperate with him, man, and that's not going to happen. I mean, look at all the stuff Obama wanted to do and couldn't do. You know, look at all the behind and under the table deals that was done for Obamacare. You know, Republicans helped out with that, man. They just, you know, they want to just change it now. You know, they want to do everything they can to try to obliterate his legacy, anything that he accomplished, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I know a lot of black people that don't like him, but that's just what we do with our people when it comes down to it, man. But the man, it's like, he's accomplished quite a bit. You know, I mean, I wasn't, you know, going to say a whole lot of stuff about a lot of stuff on that issue, but it's like, man, you know, look at what the debt was. People think that, oh, when he gone, we're going to see long. It's going to be ramifications down the line. If he hadn't have been in there, whoever had been in there, man, it's going to be long-term ramifications. It was going to be stuff happening, man, as a result of, you know what I'm saying, because the Bushes and all of their little nonsense and madness, man, messed up so much stuff. So, you know, we'll see. But, you know.
Yeah. It'd be interesting. Okay, you guys, we're going to play some of this Stoner T boot up, and when we come back, we're going to have Kay Nicole and one of her poems, and then we're going to get ready to do what we do. So we're going to get into this right now, Stoner T boot up. Hang on tight.
Stoner.
Plug shit.
Dying.
Turn up, nigga.
Buddha, 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 Buddha,
wake up and bake up, be missing the wake up. High as a spaceship, I roll till I face it. Stoner, no bitch, think you looking at greatness. Loud pack, any flavor you can taste that. Boot up every day is the matrix. New friends turn to new cases. No new faces, cause they two faces. Young stoner, you know I'm the man. Bet you didn't know that the plug was my man. Niggas is snakes only fucking with fam. Niggas is telling they don't give a damn. Forever a stoner, I'm chasing them bands. Blue Benjamins all over my hand. Shut up, down, Lieutenant Dan. Get to the money as best you can. Boot up, yeah, you know I am.
Buddha, 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 Buddha.
Fuck the Lord, stop. She told me I had epiphany. I think I'm feeling stoner T. I told that shit just not for me. That means it's not real, real still, cause niggas not real. Burn one in the air, I'm high as the chandelier. Hit the dam, now I'm thinking clear. Racing to the cash, but I beat you dead. Mirror, mirror, paint me a picture. Pass me the liquor, make me think clear. Can't see me cause that loud cloud. I let them thing go, nigga, loud cloud. Man down, can't hear a sound. Stoner booted up, can't walk a mile.
Buddha, 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 Buddha,
this piece is called This Body. This Body. is a blessing to be absorbed and connected with. This body is not to be misused or treated like spoiled milk. This body is not garbage. It's not to be fondled with. This body is not a hole with a never-ending bottom. This body is a temple to be cherished and treated like gold. It is not for someone's pleasure, for the moment of a body, just a hold. It is not a decline call. This body feeling like a doormat that's been stepped on after many people trailing in it. This body is not a muse. It is not a wink. It is not a short visit between my sheets. It is not a clutch in these same sheets after realizing he's never coming back, but that was just another notch under his belt that held up his expensive jeans. I should have took heed when he said he was only about the Benjamins. This body is not a joke or an exploited post. This body is not retaliation or rebound for the next. This body is not a test. This body is a bibliography with every word spells out what makes your past, what breaks you, what made you is to be able. Your body is a canvas filled with vibrant colors and work with kindness. This body has eyes, eyes so I can tell the difference between a guy that is observing and a guy that uses his charisma as a disguise. This body has hands that melt into your skin, needs thighs, thick and holds the honey within. This body has a mouth not to be used to swallow, for that except it's just for him, but to be used to speak and sense that this mouth is defiant of many brilliant women. This body has a heart that was mixed with acceptance and desperation, a feeling of void of perception that was never there, led me to find pleasure with sex and different men. Temptation uses you when it comes to this body, but I wash my soul with you. Only memories remain in this body. Once love, but doesn't express itself so much. Curtains closed. What if she, as the night unfolds, this body found lust and confused it with love? It is just for his convenience. Please, ladies, just don't indulge. This body is not for you. Not for you. Not for you. This body is not for you. Not for you. Not for you. This body. That's it.
That was nice. That was deep. That was real nice. Real nice. I just want to say there is so much passion that comes. It almost sounds like you're crying sometimes when you're speaking. It's so passionate. And I just want to say to you that I really appreciate the poetry that you bring to the show. It is so enlightening. And I hope people are grasping on and taking a hold to what you're saying. And as time goes by, I'm quite sure they'll be, you know, taking a hold to it more because they're just getting used to you. But I just wanted to say, I really appreciate your writing. I think it's very good, and you do such a fantastic job at it. So please, please, please keep going. Don't never give up on that.
Thank you. Thank you. I greatly appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Do you have any shouts out, anything you want to give? Tell people how they can get a hold of you.
Yes, you can follow me on Twitter at OHTHASSXKAYY. That's my Twitter, O.XK. So that's how you can follow me on Facebook at K Nicole. And that's about it.
Okay, well, thank you, ma'am, so much for coming through. And we look forward to having you in season 3. Which we'll pick back up in 2 weeks from today, you guys. So mark your calendars for us. We're on a break after tonight, so we will show still. We'll be running, though. We'll be running the ones that we've already done previously. But just thank you so much for coming, Kayna, for all, and we look forward to working with you in season 3.
All right. Look forward to working with you guys, too. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome, hon. All right, you guys. I want to take this time now so we can tell everybody how to get a hold to the God Hey Rules. How can they find
you? Oh, man, you know, you can pop over there on Twitter, man, and check me out at HERUKHUTIREBORN. That's Hey Rukuti Reborn. And, you know, I'll follow back, man, you know. I follow back, man. You know what I'm saying? I do the retweeting and all that. So, you know, hit me, I'll hit you back.
You did it, that, you guys. So, I'm getting lazy with Twitter. I've never really been a fan of Twitter. I was over there and I did work really hard to get people to know who we were and what we were trying to do. But it's like, man, when I go over there, I'm so lost and confused now because I don't know what's really going on. But, we do tweet our shows and we tweet things that people tweet to us and we do follow back. So you got to make sure you check us out over on Twitter. And my name on Twitter is at TweetyBird, BYRD334. Everything is TweetyBird, BYRD334. You can get a hold to me there. And we're going to get into some music, you guys, and we are out of here for season 2 of Raw Folks Business. So check us out for season 3, and we'll talk to you soon.
Me and my niggas pull up, hop up, fight that bitch like here, yeah. Got these bitches on us, touching on us, nigga, ear, well. Thumbing through these hunters, got that some money stacked here, well. Finally got my checkup on the checkup, nigga, ear, well. Me and my niggas pull up, hop up, fight that bitch like here, yeah. Got these bitches on us, touching on us, nigga, ear, well. Thumbing through these hunters, got that some money stacked here, well. Finally got my checkup on the checkup, nigga, ear, well. Me and my niggas
pull up. Pull up, Mercy blasting highs, California, Texas, home point. Press on soft and storms that you'll find on the cactus. While my pants were thick as if I'm walking with a bunch of baggies. Every day on E, like I made myself a lunch of baggage. I should be insane. I done created a certain habit. Plus my strength like Elmer Fudd. Don't make me come hunt the rabbit. Me and my niggas pull up on your neck. Right in front of traffic, shot it pointing at her ass. She want me to autograph it. Only no awards. Upper honors, upper recognition. Okay. I be making hits. I ain't talking head to head collision. Hold free. Hell yeah. When I made my present, I'm all about my Franklin. I ain't
talking me and my nigga pull up, hop up, out that bitch like here, yeah. Got these bitches on us, touching on us, nigga, ear, well. Thumbing through these hunters, got that some money stacked here, well. Finally got my checkup on the checkup, nigga, ear, well. Me and my nigga pull up, hop up, out that bitch like here, yeah. Got these bitches on us, touching on us, nigga, ear, well. Thumbing through these hunters, got that some money stacked here, well. Finally got my checkup on the checkup, nigga, ear, well. Me and my nigga
polo, dolo, solo, yeah. Keep me riding off in that farm. Christmas in my dental, got that new shit on my arm. Got a lot of bitches watching, plotting, want my dividends. But I get them, fuck them, take the rubber, leave no evidence. Pull up. Hop out, you ain't talking about money, what talking about? Better hold up, boy, watch out. Try to touch that chick, get chopped out. Say boss that when I roll out. Yeah, real nigga know what I'm talking about. Stay down, nigga, that coke out. Post up in the back of that dope house. Gotta buy the pound so I smoke out. Got a pocket full of money for it poke out. Pull up in the new with show out. Got a lot of loop one, just throw out. I been about it, boy, ask about me. Ain't one keep that but cash rhyming. You broke nigga, won't last around me. I ain't new to this, boy, I been
grinding.
Me and my
niggas pull up, hop up, out that bitch like here, yeah. Got these bitches on us, touching on us, nigga, ear, well. Thumbing through these hunters, got that some money stacked here, well. Finally got my checkup on the checkup, nigga, ear, well. Me and my nigga pull up, hop up, out that bitch like here, yeah. Got these bitches on us, touching on us, nigga, ear, well. Thumbing through these hunters, got that some money stacked here, well. Finally got my checkup on the checkup, nigga, ear, well. Me and my niggas pull up.
Keep falling up, dollars keep falling up.
keep falling
off. I must be in my zone.
My love.
Must be in my zone.
My love.
Must be in my zone.
My love.
Must be in my zone.
I be BOSS on this hobby. I finesse it like it. Chick up out that dress. Oh, I be riding. Ain't no problem. No subtracting. Just dividing. Multiplying. I be cackling. Thinking back when I had no dough. Now I be flying. Smoking on that high almighty. Eating good and poking hot. Is reeking good. I be fleek on open weekend closing. Ain't no probably I be G, ain't no supposing. I be nigga who be frozen. You dumb niggas, you be posing. And your chick already chose she on deck. Talking about a nigga like me, you better think twice, think hard, better take a deep breath. Nothing but money, my life serious. Something you wanna know that'll make your wife curious. Taking a nice places, big fights in Vegas. Holy cows, a ticket ain't nothing to a player, nigga. I'm just saying, I'm a boss, motherfucker. Get it off, of course. I never lost, motherfucker. If it's hard, it's all to get your bar, motherfucker. Different cars, menages. Ain't no balls on the socket. Taking bars and all, living large. As if it's up in law, can only just me. I'm gorgeous. And that money, money, money.
Money keep piling up, shit, it keep piling up.
Money keep piling up.
Fetty keep piling up, balance keep piling up.
Fetty keep piling up.
Said it keep piling up, dollars keep piling up.
Fetty keep piling up.
Said it keep piling up, dollars keep piling up.
Dollars keep piling up.
I must be in my zone.
My
must be in my zone.
My zone.
Must be in my zone.
My zone.
Must be in my zone.
My zone. I be in my zone. Money keep calling me home. I don't chase no more, got drone. Money go fucking alone. Remind me of the late nights. You're alone, straight pipe on that airplane. We take straight flights, we on a higher plane. They wanna get right, be super loose on the guitar. We on goose, had a good night, man, I'm loose. Why these niggas wanna check juice? Cause they know we tryna straight juice. Told that boy to show him we improve. Got extra heat for them goons. Extra ice cause I'm so cool. Extra thick when I go cruise. I don't really trust these dudes. All they got is blues with these sad stories. Rag to riches, but I'm glad for ya. Head snaps, we got a bag for ya. Red eyes, creepy nigga, I'm in dreadlocks. They want round, round, they in dead socks till they decomp. Must be in my zone. Money keep calling me home. Must be in my zone.
Money keep piling up,
so
they keep piling up.
Money keep piling up.
Said it keep piling up, bottles keep piling up.
Money keep piling up.
Trips. 4, 5, 6, 7, 11, the more I hit, the more I get. I got a message to heaven, a couple more I sent. Man, the boys are shit. Trips. 4, 5, 6, 7, 11, the more I hit, the more I get. I got a message to heaven, a couple more I sent.